This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Geology 3311, The Solid Earth, is a required course for University of South Florida students pursuing an undergraduate degree in geology. This semester, it's being taught by Assistant Research Professor Zachary Atlas.
This course is really geared towards trying to get them to know minerals, mineral formation, the chemistry of minerals, and how all of that comes together to form rocks.
But the class is also being taught by the chair of the USF School of Geosciences, Dr. Jeffrey Ryan. That is, when they can dial him up.
Jeff, can you hear us?
So that. Yes.
Yay! Everybody's here.
Jeff's image fills the huge video screen in USF's Visualization Center. At times, the picture or sound breaks up a bit. But what do you expect when Ryan's linking up with the class from halfway across the globe on board a ship in the Pacific Ocean?
It's the first time I've done a research cruise like this, so it's been an interesting experience.
Ryan is currently serving as shipboard geochemist aboard the Geordie's Resolution. It's the research vessel for the IODP, the International Ocean Discovery Program, a marine research collaboration between 26 countries based at the University of California, San Diego.
This particular cruise is interested in the evolution of the ocean crust. It's actually in the formation of the igneous rocks, the rocks, essentially volcanic rocks, that make up much of the ocean crust beneath that sedimentary layer.
Ryan's been at sea since early August. The 170-foot-long vessel, what he calls a seven-story-tall building floating in the Pacific, has stopped for extended periods at sites off the coast of Japan. Researchers drill holes deep into the Earth's surface to extract rock cores that date back millions of years and contain answers about how our planet has developed over that time.
And so we are actually seeking to understand the formation of oceanic crust in what we call a subduction zone, which is a place where two pieces of the Earth's crustal plates actually converge, one slides down underneath the other.
Ryan's on the Resolution as part of IODP's Teacher at Sea program. Through his video visits to the classroom, as well as a blog he regularly updates, students see what it's like to live on board a ship for 2 months with scientists and crew members from six other countries.
One of the things I think is going to be sort of neat for them is that they're going to see that their professor is actually doing what he says they should learn to do in real time for an international scientific effort. I think that's a good way to hammer home the point that, you know, this isn't just stuff we make you go through. This is actually the tools of your trade. And so they'll get to see me actually applying those tools.
Environmental science senior William Evanosky compared talking to Ryan with speaking to an astronaut orbiting the Earth on board the International Space Station.
Those kind of expeditions I would love to do. Getting out into the field, getting your hands dirty, being the person on the front line, doing the discovery, doing the research. It's got to be an amazing feeling. I plan to do planetary science, and hopefully, I can be part of that. So, yeah, I mean, it's very interesting.
For geology senior Victoria Karachi, the experience was equally eye-opening.
I think the biggest advantage of getting to see professors in the field and actually doing their research is to give firsthand experience of what professional opportunities are out there, not only in the industry, but in academia, if we do choose to continue down that path.
And onshore teacher Zachary Atlas likes that he can tailor the class so students can attempt to mirror the work Ryan is doing at sea.
To be able to say, okay, we're both examining minerals at the same time. We're both trying to discover problems at the same time, one on a professional level and one on a student level, really puts students in a position where they can really think about where this is going and what they're doing and how this all works in terms of a greater picture, in terms of a professional picture.
Ryan is scheduled to return to the dry land of the classroom in early October, shortly after the students take their own, much shorter, much drier field trip to explore geological sites in North Carolina and Virginia. If you'd like to see the University Beat TV report on Ryan's trip, visit our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.